As I was saying, that the wages weren't bad. We got £24 a week, and that was a lot of money in them days, you know.
Can we just start with, I'll just say hello. Right, this is a recording for the Blythe Tall Ship Project oral history section, and I'm talking today with the lady who worked in the shipyard in the 1960s. Would you like to tell me your name, please?
Joan Boone, 25...
No, you don't need my... I don't need your address. That's lovely. But you live in Blythe. You've lived in Blythe all your life?
Well, yes, all my life, because I was away working, but I came back.
Right. And how did you start working in the shipyard?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm just that far gone, I can't remember. Oh, they just wanted cleaners, that was it to start with.
And this was in the
1960s? 1963. Mm-hmm. And, I went for, like, just to ask. So I did, I says, the setters on, with another few lasses, you know, like mm-hmm. the ones I'm telling you about.
Uh-huh. And this came about by somebody that was you were working with saying, well, why don't you...
Try for the...
Why don't you fancy the welding? Would you fancy uh-huh. that? And you thought you'd give it...
Oh, no, they didn't say welding then. No, they said cleaning.
Cleaning.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then, but we had to clean the ships after the painters were finished,
oh,
you know.
Oh, I see, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, but George Charlie asked, came along and asked if we fancied going for welding, because uh-huh. they were short of people, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, I'll have a go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there
You've
was...
never done anything like that before?
No. And there was Helen, there was Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling you, do you want to know their names? There was Helen, mm-hmm. Cynthia, mm-hmm. Annie, Fran Harley, I used to call her, Fran,
mm-hmm.
Jean, mm-hmm. that's the gaffer's wife,
mm-hmm.
and I can't remember the other one.
And there was Winnie.
Yes.
There was about
nine of all together.
Nine of you.
Mm-hmm. That's it, you know. Mm-hmm. But Annie, oh hey, honestly, I would have laughed if you had been there and seen it. Well, you know, because Ray, who I worked with. He was a plater and I was a welder.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing we're on the double bottomed. No, we're on the ship, and they've got the staging, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was shit scared of heights,
mm.
and I was like this
mm-hmm.
on the staging, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Annie never bothered her. Mm-hmm. So
she was older, was she?
I think she was old.
How old did you say she was?
She was only 64 or something like that.
Yeah.
But she was more. I think she knew the shipyard, were working there, you know.
Yeah, she'd worked there before.
Mm-hmm. So, Warrior says, Annie, will you weld that for us? So, she welded it. But the top and bottom is, she got stuck in the double decker,
mm-hmm.
That's like a galley part. Mm-hmm. She got stuck in there, and Ray couldn't get her out. So he had to get the crane. The crane. We howled, and she says, it's not funny.
Oh.
And she says, I'm going to work with you no more, and she didn't mind.
Did she not?
He came to me, I says, didn't he start with me, mind, but the bloody cranes and that. And I married him.
You married your gaffer?
Married the lad I was working with, yeah.
Oh, with the plater that you worked with?
Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
All right. So, as I understand it, every tack welder, because that's what you were, a
mm-hmm.
tack welder, worked alongside a plater.
Yes.
Can you describe how, you know, what your job was then?
Well, my job was, well, you could, like, there's a ship, and there's double bottoms where they've got a weld. You're in a little place that big, and there's you're there and your partner's there, and you're trying to weld, and you're like this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're burning them more than you're burning me. I'm burning myself, because the sparks come on the heads and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the pontoon,
mm-hmm.
that's a ship where